Hey, Urban Spinsters, it's Sadia Sander of UrbanSpinster.com, where we are creating our own agenda, dispelling societal myths, and redefining the word spinster. I hope everyone is doing well. I'm going to be honest, I am tired. I have worked all day, all week, but I wanted to come and do my podcast / YouTube video. I'm recording both at the same time right now. And I have to do things while they're fresh on my mind, because if I were to go to bed and think I was going to get up and do this tomorrow, it probably would not have happened. So while it's on my mind, wanted to come give you ladies and possibly gents some of this good information. So what I am doing this weekend is going to get a much needed massage. In my last video, I shared that I have been traveling for the holidays. So, of course, all that sitting on the plane, I had a 5-hour trip there and 5-hour trip back, of course. So, and I sit a lot at work, sit a lot in traffic. My back and shoulders are really tight, back, neck, shoulders, you know, that tension, that stress. So I'm going to go get a massage tomorrow. However, the way I'm paying for that massage is through my Flex spending account via my employer. So the FSA, or Flex Spending Account, is a pre-taxed way for you to discount on your out-of-pocket medical expenses. So like your co-payments at your doctor's office, your prescriptions, your glasses, contact lenses, things of that nature, you are able to use a Flex Spending Account. So what you have to do during your open enrollment time through your employer, usually that's around May for most organizations, you have to, in addition to, of course, what you're going to sign up for, your dental, your vision, and all that kind of stuff, is elect for your FSA, and you say how much you think you're going to spend. So you have to kind of set a budget in your mind about what you think you'll spend for the year. Now, my organization used to be on a fiscal year. As far as our Flex Spending Accounts, now it's on calendar year. So we have from January to December to use that money. Back in the day, if you didn't use it within the period allotted, then it did not roll over. So let's just say I budget $1,000, but I only use five. I would basically lose that $500. So you never want to do that. But nowadays, certain companies will let you roll over specific dollar amounts. So you want to kind of be careful with that and check with your employer to see what the parameters or specifics are as far as rolling over any unused dollar amounts. So, Massage Envy, a lot of people did not know, accepts Flex Spending Accounts. What happens is, once you've budgeted that money via your employer, you will receive a debit card. Now, there is a separate company that will administer that Flex Spending Account benefit. So this outside company will monitor the account, make sure your balance is within your budgeted amount. If you go over, of course, if you're close to going over or you're almost depleted, you'll be notified either via email, most of the times it's email, phone call, or app. They do have, most of these companies, these outside administrators have apps on the phones now. Of course, we're in 2020, so it's technology. But some of them can be kind of funky in regard to receipts. Now, my organization has gone through about, this is the third outside administrator, because employees will complain if it's too much of a hassle to use the money that is coming out of your check. So you budget this $1,000, the money is coming out of your check pre-tax. So let's just say you get paid every 2 weeks. So small increments of that $1,000 are coming out every pay period, but they are pre-tax. They're on your gross salary, or your, you know, whatever you made for that 2-week period, comes out of that gross amount, not the after tax. So that's where your savings come into play. Okay. So that administrator, let's say it's Triad, because that's one of the companies, Connect Your Care, Triad, etc. Triad has been very good so far about not requesting you to scan and send receipts. that can be a hassle if, let's say, you're going to physical therapy and you have like a $30 copay. If the company is really wonky, they may want you to not just submit a receipt for the $30. They want to know exactly what you had done. It's physical therapy. The card was used at a physical therapy office. Why do I need to submit a breakdown of every exercise that I had done and how many minutes and all this kind of stuff? That's where it's just way too much. So, but that depends on the type of benefit administrator your company is partnered with. Not all of them operate like that. So Triad has been very good about, okay, like I said, if I'm using the card at a physical therapy office, then I have physical therapy. I shouldn't have to chase down all this other documentation for you. So hopefully your organization uses a company that is good and they know what the regulations are as far as the type of expenses that you can use with a flex spending account, because they are government regulated. Back in the day, I could go into a pharmacy and use my flex spending debit card on a bottle of rubbing alcohol or cotton swabs or whatever. The laws have changed. You cannot do that anymore. So they're always changing. They're always specific things you can use it for, you can't use it for. One thing you cannot use your flex spending account for are tips for your massage therapy. Now, it will pay for the actual service of the massage, but you need to tip separately. The card will go through because the money is available on the card. However, that administrator will contact you and say, okay, well, what was this $15 for? Because you had a, let's say, $80 massage treatment, but then you got this additional $15. What is that? So that is not admissible tips. Okay, so if you're gonna tip, you need to do that on a separate card or pay cash, because that is not an expense that you can use your flex spending account for. Other than that, you're pretty good. You know, set your budget, determine what you think you're gonna spend. If you say, you know what, this year I think I'm gonna get braces, and there may be some cost that your dental plan does not cover, you can use your flex spending account. If you want to purchase teeth whitening, you can use your flex spending account. Again, glasses, I use my flex spending account for my glasses. My contact lenses, I wear daily contact lenses, so I run through one box, let's say, every 30 days or so. So I have to re-up on those. I get mine through Costco. Costco accepts your flex spending account on those authorized purchases. All right, so that is my tip for today. Make sure you're taking advantage of that. I have so many coworkers who do not, and it's available. Again, it's pre-tax dollars. That's where your savings is coming in. You can roll over amounts now that you did not use. Check with your employer to get exact dollar amounts, because I think there is a stipulation about how much you can roll over from one benefit year to the next. You can only sign up for a flex spending account during open enrollment, which usually takes place around May. Again, check with your employer. Massages, acupuncture, chiropractic, all okay for flex spending. All right, so I'm gonna get my massage tomorrow, much needed. And I hope you do the same as far as taking advantage of self-care with this benefit through your employer. That is one of the perks of working in corporate America, okay? All right, so I will talk to you soon. Have a good one. Make sure you are following me on all social media at UrbanSpinsterXO. My website, again, is UrbanSpinster.com. Take advantage of the Single Woman's Agenda guided journals available, which are topics mindset, money, lifestyle, ownership, and relationship. Make sure you're opting in to my email list so you can be notified of the different things I have coming. Subscribe, like, share to my YouTube channel, and I will talk to you soon.